This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We hear a lot about terrorist attacks all over the world, most recently now the attack in Russia. But did you realize that terrorist attacks are happening in Israel, and especially in Jerusalem, on a very frequent basis? Now, before I go on, I'd like to alert you to a very important announcement, which we are going to make at the end of this program, so please stay tuned. But now let's begin with an article by Time of Israel, dated April 2. A senior police officer said Sunday that security will be bolstered in Jerusalem ahead of the upcoming Passover festival as a precaution against possible terror attacks. Speaking a day after a terrorist stabbed three people in Jerusalem's Old City, Commander Doron Turchman said, "Terror groups seek to attack Israelis around the Jewish holidays." The week-long Passover festival begins on April 10, technically the evening of April 9, when the days begin with sunset. Tens of thousands of people are expected to visit Jerusalem's Old City during the holiday. On Saturday afternoon, a Palestinian terrorist stabbed two young men and the police officer in the Old City, wounding them before being shot and killed by security forces. It was a second stabbing attack in the Old City last week. Palestinian media identified the assailant as a 17-year-old Ahmed Yassal from the West Bank village of Sebastia near Nablus. Shortly before carrying out the attack, Yassal photographed himself smiling outside the Temple Mount's Dome of the Rock. The photos were shared by Palestinians on social media, with some praising the martyr for his actions. In the past year and a half, the Old City, and the Damascus Gate in particular, have seen several attacks by Palestinians, and in one case a Jordanian national. And it was just announced that new Palestinian school books for the first to the fourth grade are speaking about a denial for Israel's existence, urge a return to the exclusively Palestinian homeland, and teach students, those young kids, to become martyrs. And should we be surprised then when some of those young kids, 17-year-old boy, is carrying out what he has been taught? Now, connected with this is another interesting development I'd like to bring to your attention. This was published by the Times of Israel in an article dated April 2. The High Court of Justice on Monday upheld a police decision to bar a group of Temple Mount activists from trying to reenact the ritual slaughter of a sacrificial animal near the Jerusalem holy site in preparation for the upcoming Passover holiday. The attempt by the activists and the routine denial by the law and order authorities has become a ritual in its own right in recent years. For over a decade, a group called the Temple Mount Institute have held a demonstration of the ritual slaughter of the Passover offering, a sheep or a goat sacrifice. Each year they request to do it on or near the Jerusalem holy site, where ritual sacrifices were carried out at the time of the temple. And each year they are refused by police and the courts, fearing it could cause unrest with the site that currently houses the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock, the most hotly contested site in the Middle East conflict. The group performed the demonstration because a real Passover sacrifice may only be conducted on the Temple Mount. The group this year requested to hold the religious ceremony at Davidson Park, an archaeological site adjacent to the west wall on the southern side of the Temple Mount complex. This too was rejected by the court. And then it says that the group launched a crowdfunding appeal, has already raised over half the money for the sacrifice. They will go to a different place and the sacrifice is supposed to take place on Thursday. Now, for true Christians, of course, we understand that the Old Testament Passover, in slaughtering a Passover lamb, is no longer necessary because Jesus Christ, our Passover, was killed for us. But true Christians who have been properly baptized and have received the Holy Spirit at the time of baptism still keep the annual Passover on the evening of April 9 by taking the symbols of Christ's death, wine and bread, to memorize his death for our sins, and that he died for us so that we can have forgiveness of our sins. But the Bible does prophesy that animal sacrifices, not just the Passover sacrifice, but animal sacrifices will begin in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount at the time when a third temple is being erected there. Can you imagine what is going to happen if this takes place? And the Bible also tells you that a European army under German leadership will occupy the Promised Land, will invade Jerusalem to stop the unrest. And we are also told that this will be done in collaboration with some Arab nations. Now, in light of this, notice to this particular article by Deutsche Welle, dated April 2. The story of a 14-year-old who had to change schools to escape anti-Semitism is making headlines in Germany. The boy's tormentors were of Arab and Turkish descent, making the news even more explosive. And this happened in Berlin, the German capital. The story opened the floodgates of social media posts attacking Muslims. But there was no indication that any of the tormentors came from refugee families, and anti-Semitic attacks on Jews in Germany are carried out not just by Muslims. On the other hand, there is no denying that anti-Semitic thought and speech is common among some Muslim students in some German schools. Notice how carefully that was worded. Activists have been drawing attention to the problem for years, and the problem is by no means confined to the German capital. And so we understand from the Bible that even though there is originally collaboration between, let's say, Europe and some Arab nations, that too will change. It is extremely important that you realize what is happening right now in the light of biblical prophecy. And we have prepared a booklet on the fall and rise of the Jewish people, which goes into this and many more topics in great detail. So please stay tuned for this important announcement. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Where did the Jewish people originate from? Are most of the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel Jewish? If not, who and where are they today? Does the Bible prophesy a third temple in Jerusalem before Christ's return? Does the throne of David still exist, and if so, where could it be found? What is the abomination of desolation? Who is the man of sin claiming to be God? And what is the red heifer ritual all about? Why have so many Jews rejected the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as their Savior? What is the true history of the Jewish people, and what is their prophesied future? To find the answers to these and many other questions and to receive a free copy of this booklet, go to eternalgod.org/contact or click here. Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.